This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa, and I'm here with my husband, Scott.
Hello.
Anyway, we're glad that it's Friday for everybody listening, and we know that you're exceptionally excited about that. So this is a good topic, I think, for the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, it's on judgment. And there's a slogan called Live and Let Live. God gives everyone the right to choose, and the slogan, live and let live, doesn't mean we condone someone else's choices. What it does mean is that we choose to show them acceptance, rooted in God's love, in spite of their choices. Mm. And we found some passages we felt like God laid on our hearts in 1 Peter 4:8 and Romans 14, 1 through 4. Right, honey?
Yeah. 4:8 says, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins.
And you can replace the word sins with faults if you want to.
That's right. And you replace love with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, it is also Romans 14, 1 through 4. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to dispute over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat. And let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not trying to judge you, but I could never see you just eating vegetables.
Well... Yeah, I guess me neither. Yeah, I couldn't see myself doing it. I can't judge myself either about that. So,
I just want to make a little bit light here because judgment is huge.
But you know what? Who else was judged so horribly?
Well, of course.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the priest, you know, the rabbi asked him, he looked at him and he said, Do you say you are the Son of God? And he said, I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the priest tore his clothes, you know, which meant a sign of blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's just, gosh, don't you just know that just broke Jesus' heart?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and he'd already been beaten before he even came to the priest, you know, mm-hmm. when they arrested him.
Mm-hmm.
Or people who would judge him and want to stone him. It's just like, my gosh, you know. And Paul, you know, so many times Paul was beaten for standing up for Christ,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Timothy and all the disciples, Peter, you know, crucified upside down. They were all martyrs,
mm-hmm.
every one of the disciples except John.
Mm-hmm.
And John died of an old age.
That's right.
Okay, he had to live on an island to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But still, though. All the other ones were killed in Jesus' name, you know?
Yeah.
Because they were judged so harshly.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Sometimes as Christians, we are judged harder than anybody.
Yes.
Okay.
And sometimes Christians can be so, so judgmental.
Oh, and when I was not a Christian, I had judged Christians.
Yeah.
I go, oh, yeah, I want to be a member of that church. Or no, I'm not going to be on that hypocritical road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once I became a Christian, I realized that churches are full of sinners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says in the scripture, you know, if you deny the fact that you're a sinner, then you're denying the fact why Jesus Christ came down here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so my judgmental attitude towards that started changing drastically. When I realized, and I had brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, that just realized, man, they're flawed.
Mm-hmm.
And so am I. Mm-hmm. But man, they love Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's where my life really started taking a turn. I was going, man, I was so wrong.
Yes.
I was so wrong. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and being judgmental, man, it just, you know, what does Jesus say, man? He tells us to love everyone.
Mm-hmm. We don't love what everybody does. Jesus doesn't love what we do. But he gives us the right to choose. You know, we read the Word and we study the Word. Yeah. You know, we want to live our life by this as best we can. We want everybody else to do the same thing. That's what God wants. But he gives us the right to choose.
Right.
You know, and again, thankfully, God gives us free will and free choice.
Yeah, you're right.
The decision is always, that's who are we to judge? We can tell people the truth. We can lead them to it. We can live a lifestyle of it, of whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it's ultimately someone else's decision.
That's right.
We cannot judge. God judges our heart. And that's what we can't see in other people. And that's what he says. That's what he judges, the heart. We judge people by their actions and what we see on the outside.
Yeah.
Do what we feel like we're discerning, but he knows what's going on the inside.
That's right. You know,
and it also tells us, don't judge, lest you be judged too.
I mean, thank goodness, by the grace and mercy of Jesus, you know, when you want to give your life to him, he doesn't sit there and go, you know what, you know, you did a lot of stuff in the past, and I think I'm going to pass on you today. Mm. No, that's not what he does. You know, read Revelations if you've never read it before. And it talks about two different kinds of judgment seats, okay? And so, you know, I want to be on the judgment seat, you know, where he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And really, the judging comes, you know, at the end, you know, with those who haven't gave their life to Christ. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to read Revelations. It's if you've never read it before, especially and read it slow
and ask the Lord to tell you what the meaning is of what you're reading.
Right, read the footnotes and read everything. You know, it explains a lot of stuff.
But so. he really will tell you if you ask him.
He will.
Might not be right then at that second, but he'll tell you.
That's right. You might be driving down the road and all of a sudden pitching your head.
That's what that means.
But real love for others requires that we face our own sinfulness and consider the well-being of those we may have wronged.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, you don't want to judge.
No, you don't know what's going on with someone
else. That's right.
You
have no idea. Mm-mm. I mean, our topic this whole week has been about sarcasm, criticism, gossip, being judgmental. Mm-hmm.
Character defects,
you know. And so, gosh, you know, I mean, being judgmental, it's not worth it.
Mm. It's really a new year, you know. Let's not. Let's make a decision to choose to do the opposite. Instead of criticism, let's encourage. Instead of being sarcastic, let's build up. You know, let's do the opposite of what our flesh has done. Look how good that's worked for us, right?
Now, how's that working for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we first got together, Teresa, I was mentoring a man who was formerly Muslim and gave his life to Christ. And I was his mentor. And so, you know, we'd meet and his mom and dad, you know, were not Christians, but I would go over to Karan's house. That was his name, Karan, and is his name. But I would go over to his house and his mom and dad were there, and Teresa would be with me sometimes, and we'd just love on him, say, how are you? But, you know, didn't even know that his mom was around the corner listening to what we're doing. And by not judging them, Karan tells me, you know, afterwards, you know, after his dad died, that his mother gave her life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Teresa and I would have had a sneer on our face and been judgmental, I don't know if she would have. I'll be honest with you, I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not trying to puff us up, you know, as we're all that in a bag of chips.
You just never know.
But you just don't know who you're going to affect in your life. Now, when you go to heaven one day. God's going to show you. And there may be people all around heaven walk up to you and go, you know what? You remember when? Mm. I gave my life to Christ now. And in the Word, it tells us that all of our good deeds and things we've done for Christ, we get a crown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so I asked someone one day when I was mentoring them, and I don't even know if some of you younger viewers even know what a Pinto is, mm-hmm. but a Pinto was a real small car, kind of like I guess a smart car is today. That was a Pinto back in the day. And so I would ask them, I said, you know, do you want a Pinto, let's say a smart car, to pull up to the judgment seat? Or do you want a caravan of 18-wheel mm-hmm. trucks full of crowns
mm-hmm.
so you can lay it at the feet of Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, I don't know about you. I sure want some caravans
mm-hmm.
of what he's done for us.
That's right.
So you know what? If you have a problem being judgmental,
and you're sick and tired of being that way.
You're tired of it. Or maybe, you know what, you've been judged and you're having a hard time letting it go and mm-hmm. forgiving those people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you given your life to Christ? He'll teach you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll teach you to forgive. I'll tell you, man, I'm telling you right now, there's no greater love you can do than to forgive someone.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus tells us there's no greater love than to lay your life down for your brother. And I'll be honest with you, that's laying your life down when you forgive somebody. So if you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you have and you've walked away and you want to really give your heart to him, maybe you've been in church for a long time and you're realizing, man, I am really judgmental. I've never given my heart to God. Today's the day. Please pray this prayer with us and know that you're saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I know that you hung on the cross, you died, and you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven because I'm asking you, Lord, please forgive me of my sins, all of my sins. Lord, I don't want to be judged by others. And when I am, I want to be able to forgive them. And I certainly don't want to judge other people. Lord, thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, here comes the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect time for you to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you do go to church this weekend, ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program. Really, really, we encourage you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone will walk beside you during this new, awesome, exciting walk with Christ and teach you and help you know the Word of Jesus. And then you learn to have your own personal relationship with him every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes maybe a brother or sister, whether you're a woman or a man, maybe to help you out with that.
That's right.
And if you gave your life to Jesus, please email us at info@livingitup.org with any prayer requests as well.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
Well, we hope that you can find it within your heart to live and let live and not judge.
That's right.
And enjoy your weekend.
Yeah.
Keep living it up.
While beginning again.